questions asked?
First afternoon session of the Philadelphia Society on the subject of sociobiology. My instinct is to tell you how this program came to be, but I will forego that. In the post-war period, post-World War II, contemporaneous with the development of conservatism, major changes were taking place in biological theory. Indeed, biology in that period came to have the innovative qualities and to enjoy the éclat which physics had enjoyed in the 20s and 30s. It became the cutting edge of the natural sciences. An important aspect of that development was the growth of a body of ideas which are sometimes described as neo-Darwinism. Indeed, however, these ideas were a long way from Darwin's essay of 1859. It seemed to me, as long ago as 12 or 13 years, that it was inevitable that neo-Darwinism and neoconservatism would find rather large areas of ideas and theory which they held in common. And I set myself to work then to get social scientists and ethologists and later sociobiologists together to discuss these major changes. I lobbied the Philadelphia Society in and out of season. The Philadelphia Society, in its good conservative fashion, was as reluctant to discuss innovation as the Catholic Church was once reluctant to discuss innovation. Now, it seems that sociobiology has come of age. I myself feel that it is probably the single most important body of new ideas in the field, the study of human society, which has come into existence in the last century. It will change, it will transform many of the ways in which we have thought about ourselves and thought about the societies in which we live. Our first speaker is Professor Hirschleifer of the University of California at Los Angeles. He's a distinguished economic theoretician. He worked with the Rand Corporation for some time and remains a consultant of the Rand Corporation. He has been for many years a man interested in the relationship of economics to nature, economics to the environment, economics to this new body of social ideas. As you may know, many of the models with which sociobiologists work are in fact economic models. Professor Hirschleifer is going to discuss with us socialism, the social instinct, and private rights.